Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A big one against the Rays, who are playing really well. The Dodgers, who are consistently one of the best teams in baseball. I think at last year, were they 15, 17 above 500, leading the NL West. They're going to win the NL West. Shohei Ohtani may be slated to pitch on Saturday. We'll see. They haven't officially announced that. Maybe he pitches two. Maybe they stretch him out to two innings.
Stretch,
if not,
out.
It's been
could
one.
Be.
It yeah.
could be.
So you might have that, which it could be a draw. But
he was very good in the fishing this last time out.
I know none of these are divisional opponents. One of them's an AL team. One's an NL team. But given what we had discussed about the road trip where they went 4-2 and they cut the 4-game under .500 down to 2-game, they cut it in half, 2 games out of a playoff spot. I didn't look to see what happened last night. Maybe they're 2.5 now. I'm not sure. Of course, today's a full slate of MLB action. But this series and this week is so massive because if you're trying to judge them against quality, what we think will be two playoff teams, Dodgers like 100% will be a playoff team. The Rays, I would say, probably like an 80 to 90% chance will end up being a playoff team.
They're just two, so they're right. Motivated to. They can kick over the Yankees.
It's weird. Like, on one hand, you say, hey, this is a good week, a barometer to find out where are you at compared to the playoff teams. You're going to play 3 or 4 straight series against playoff teams. I would agree with that. That it will be how people determine where they're at. It's more about the number than how do they stack up against the Dodgers. We already know the Dodgers and the Yankees are up above the Royals. The Royals are outclassed against those teams. Now, can you be outclassed, but you don't get, you know, absolutely swept by them? The Royals, as they currently sit, without going out and trading for a bat, there's no debate. We know the Dodgers are better than the Royals. I don't need to see them play on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to figure that
teams,
out.
The Rays not, but they're very good.
Yeah,
big
look,
difference.
I think more importantly, the one you got to have if you can find a way to win a series is this first one. The Rays are playing well, but this is the one when you take a look at their lineup and pitching staff. Yes. The Dodgers, you know what you're going to deal with on Saturday. I puts an immense amount of pressure going in the Dodgers series if you get swept by the Rays 100%. Or something like that. You want the series win, but you cannot get swept by the Rays to kick off this homestand and make it 9 straight home losses.
Yeah, and you've lost 6 straight series at home, so that'd be 7. So that's when the pressure started. I've lost 7 straight series at home, but everybody's in the same division. That's how you're going to look at things. Yeah, you look at this division, Cleveland, Minnesota, Chicago. That's fine. Detroit's kind of running away with this thing at this point. But everybody in the American League, as we mentioned, 9 teams within 2.5 games of the wild card. Everybody's essentially in the same division. So all these games, and they're going to be playing Seattle soon. So Seattle, the Rays, teams like that. The Dodgers, National League, different. But it's still a showcase how talented you are going against the very talented Dodgers team. Big money team, over $200 million, who you're going against. It's just you can't let 7 become 8. Series lost at Kauffman Stadium. This is where you got to do damage. And again, it was disappointing they didn't win the last game against San Diego. They were that close to doing it. They should have done it. Should have come back 5-1 road trip and start feeling good about yourself. Not at the 4-2 you won't, but a little bit different being 5-1.
It can definitely clear up potentially some of the what should they do at the deadline conversation. If it turns into a great homestand, if it turns into a disastrous homestand. I told you in a weird way, considering the opponents, if they went 3-3, normally you don't want that at home, but I right this second, I would take a 3-3 homestand knowing the opponents. It at least keeps you around. It at least keeps you in the mix. I know some people obviously want them one way or the other, either to go out and have a great 4-2 homestand or bomb, and that way they can just completely move on.
Cartwheels. I mean, that would be epic against these
teams. It'd be a hell of a homestand, yeah. Tonight, by the way, Chris Bubich gets the nod. We all know he's going to give you a chance to win every single time. But can the offense come around? And that's why I thought some numbers were interesting. Royals data put this out yesterday about the 1 through 5 hitters. And we know that's been the story of the entire season. What are the guys you got to count on? Vinny, Salvi, Bobby. India to a certain extent. What are they doing? You might be surprised in this month. So June 24th. So in this entire month to this point in time, the Royals are fifth in batting average, 1-5. Their 1-5 hitters are 11th in on base, 6th in slug, 7th in OPS. And they have the lowest strikeout rate of 1-5 hitters in all of baseball this month.
They're one of the lowest in Major League Baseball.
But 1-5, that's an improvement. Yeah. But the big problem still is what we all know. And that is, well, that's great that they're now the fifth in month in June, you know, fifth best batting average, 1-5. But runners in scoring position, they are still towards the very bottom of the league. And that's the thing. I think, you know, I saw the number, I think with Vinny, right? Vinny's been hitting great. He's still, though, with runners in scoring position, struggling. The Royals is a team.
With the most chances.
The Royals, they haven't had many opportunities with the bases loaded, but they don't have a single extra base hit when the base is loaded here in 2025, the entire season. So while it's promising to see in June 1-5 hitters, I just told you the numbers, they're top 10 in baseball in multiple categories, 1-5. But not in what appears to be the most important for this team this year, because it was last year when they were one of the best, and that is runners in scoring position. That still has to change.
That's got to change if you're going to make a run. Again, you don't want to waste this window of opportunity with this pitching. And yeah, I'm looking forward. Yes, the Dodgers are going to be fun, and Ohtani and all that, that's fine. But this Rays series, man, I mean, this is the one. They've been very close with the Rays. These games have been very close with the Royals in Tampa the last 2 years. Royals split with them last year, 3-3. They were 3-4 against them the year before that. But they're sitting right there as a pest. They have dreams of coming to Kansas City. They're looking at your record, and they're thinking, can they catch the Yankees? That's what they're thinking of the Royals. That is how they're viewing coming to Kansas City. But the good news is, throwing Chris Bubich out there, just got to get the bats to perform, unlike what happened in San Diego. And you would think, can the bats return to what they were doing in Texas? There's some nice games.
That's the outlier, though, right? I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I hear you, like, return, like, that was not the norm, though. And that's the thing. It's not even really returning what they were in Texas. That was the out of nowhere 9 home runs on the beginning of that road trip. That's just not what they've been. What they were on Saturday and Sunday in San Diego, that's what they've been 90% of this season offensively.
Well, the good news is because you got Walker right after Bubich. So this is your 2 year big dogs right now going back to back.
The pitching staff is going to give you a chance to win. We know that. That's happened throughout the season. I just wonder, can they continue to do enough to stay in it to where there's an actual opportunity to go and trade for a bat to help this offense? Or do they not stay afloat because of the quality of competition they're about to face? And then it's very clear that they should sell some of these pieces. That's what the next 2-3-ish weeks are all about. Tonight, by the way, over at FanDuel, the Royals are actually favorites against the Tampa Bay Rays. They're -136 on the money line. Although Vern, I think, has pointed out a few times that the Royals, I don't know if the streak is still going. Games in which they're a favorite. Like, they've lost like 9 of 10 straight games in which they've been a favorite. So their favorites tonight, -136, Bradley going for the Rays, Bubich, as we said, going for the Royals. The total for tonight, over under 8.5 runs. That's the game total, not the Royals run total.
I like the under
for the game.
You know, I mean, Bradley gives up some runs.
Royals total runs over under set at 4.5. Would you take the over or under. On that? Yeah, I mean, it's -130.
Even though Taj Bradley has not been great this year, 4.95 ERA, almost hovering around 5. He does have some high strikeout numbers, but Bubich. Yeah, you expect the best out of Chris Bubich. Would you take the under
on Royals runs tonight?
I take it on both.
Most nights, I think if I were to go back and look, if any time the under is 4.5, like you'd be winning money this year. Clearly, right? Like Royals team total runs, anytime 4.5 is on the board, and you just took the under every single game this year, there's no way you're not profitable.
And I don't have the breakdown, and you and I are one and two in Vern's little pick'em segment. So yeah, hey,
I've got a side bet. A buddy of mine. When the Royals were sliding a week and a half ago or whatever, the road trip, right? Or the homestand when they were 0-6 or whatever, right in the middle of that, it was the second Yankees game. He made a bet with me and he said, I bet you the Royals will be 500 at the end of the month. And so I said, deal, I'll make the bet. I said they wouldn't. He said they would. So it comes down to this week. They're 2-under. They got 6 games. He needs them to be 500. I said they won't be 500. So this is a sweat week. I need them to do it against the Rays because I don't know what's going to happen this week against the Dodgers. So two wins against the Rays.
The All-Star break's very interesting for this team.
If I got 2 wins against the Rays for the bet that I have with him, Bink, then it's over already. Then I can't lose the bet at that point, right?
No.
It'd be 1-under. The +3 is 4. So we'd be good.
So who do the Royals have before the All-Star break besides these games? I know they have Seattle coming up.
Paul Skenes and the Pirates. Hopefully he gets to come to Kansas City.
That's a nice series to get some W's on, unless Skeens, but you can...
I don't know if they'll avoid Skeens
but or Skeens
not.
But Skeens has been losing, even though his ERA is crazy.
Well, he's losing because his team sucks.
And then, of course, the Mets to kind of send things into the All-Star break.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.